We are up to Dav Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We are up to Mosiv Rav Hamnuna. Hamnuna asked the question that Rav Nachman said before, that money that is stam money, if we don't specify where the money is going, then we say that what? That the money, that the chattas, is included in the money, and the entire money goes to the dover, and is only by money. But when it comes to animals that are balmum, when it comes to animals that are specified, you know, zoch and a keva, then obviously the chattas goes to where the chattas, yam and melech, and so on. It comes to what Nachman said, but if the animals are balmum, which means you cannot do anything much with the animals, you cannot bring it on the bech, even though you separate three animals, they have a din like money, which means they're all in one pool. Let me ask you a question. It says, Moshe Ramnun, that's a question of Nachman. Do we say Behem Balmum Kistu Medamya? You want to say Behem Balmum is like a stam. Let me ask you a question. Toshman Ketzad, how is it? Amru, they say, Ha'ish Migaleya Chalaziris Aviv. A man can become a Nazir and use the Kabbanis of his father for himself. How does that work? You know when it works? Bizman Shahoya Aviv Nazir. He's talking about a case where his father was a Nazir. Vihifrish Aviv Mois and Zerusai. If his father was a Nazir. If you want, there should be some smaller. Oh, sorry, one more Gemara. And welcome. Okay, somebody's father was a Nazir. And he set us, the father set aside money for the kabbanas that he's going to use, but mace, and he died. But Omar, and the son says, the son was not a nazir yet, so the son says after his father died, you know what? Hareini nazir amanashi galecha mois abba. I would have chavzayim beis about 8 lines on top. The son says, his father said he'll be a nazir, set aside money, and then he died before he completed his nazirus. And the son then said, I will become a nazir, and I will use the kabbanas that my father set aside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he cannot use his father's money. But what happens if he had, I'm reading the Bach fillings. What happens if the father did not set aside exactly, well, didn't set aside exactly what it's for? He just had money sitting there. Then yipul the dover, then all that money has to go to the dover. What about if he set aside animals and he said this animal will be a chattas, this animal will be an oila, this animal will be a shlamim? So what happens? Chattas tamus, because it's set aside already, whatever happens, chattas will let it die. Oila ticket of oila, you bring up as an oila shlamim, give shlamim. You bring up as a shlamim. By love. So isn't it talking about the chayda? It says that by when the animal is set aside, it's set aside and the chattas be separated. We don't pull them all together and say throw it in the dover. So my love, doesn't that show that afilu balas mum? Doesn't that show that even if the animal, because it doesn't specify here what kind of animal it is, a balmum, not a balmum. So is that even a balmum, loy, that even the animal balmum, that's it. You cannot pull them together. The chattas animal will go for a chat, you know, will get killed and so on and so forth. Kashram Nachman says, but loy, no. Tamim, ava balas mum, kistam ekstum damya. Who told you that? This Mishnah, when it says over here, when this mission is over here, that the animals, if the animals are set aside, then each animal, whatever is set aside, will go end up that way. He's talking about if the animals are shirou to go to Mizbech, they were whole. But if taka, they're a mum, there's no difference in the case of money. Says the Gemara, so ma'ir ya. That's a nachm. Makes no difference. Makes absolutely no difference. Actually, what we're talking about here is the mum of the chatchila. You set aside as ba'al mum. If the moon came after, then you have to let her wander about. And it's a carbon. So, as before.
Set aside a chatchila
ba'al
mum. And you knew there was a ba'al mum?
Yeah.
So it's
Kedushas, the Kedushas. Kedushas are domim. Remember, it's only domim. So Nachman, that's what Nachman said. It's not Kedushas are goof. It's not like treated like a carbon. It's only like money. So it's no different than that or money. It's real money. So we're asking a question. Here is it clearly that if you set it on animals, we make no distinction whether the animal was set it was a tamim or whether it had a mum. It's specified for that animal, and then the chatzos has to be killed. So Gemara says no. It means only if it, yeah, whatever, yeah. So the Gemara says it goes only. It's talking about a complete animal. So Gemara says, so my area, why does he mention mois? Why is he making the same thing money and animals? Talk about animal itself. Lame, let him say within animals itself, it depends. If the animal was a balmum, it goes to the dover. And if the animal is a proper animal, then the yam melech. So they want to know, Hachinami. No, when you, what do you think money means? According to Rav Nachman, money means value. An animal that has a mum, lechatchila, what did you set aside for? Not that this animal she brought in the mizbeach because you knew it had a mum, for the value. So that's what that's included in the word mice. Hachinami balos mum lemai kadesh or ledami. Dami ain't your mice. That's money. Rashi. Hareini knows about three lines in the narrow lines. Hareini knows him. I'll use the kabbalah as my father. You cannot use his father's. You cannot continue with the father because he started separate years. In other words, if he became a nozer after his father already died, the animals were set already aside for the father. He can't use those animals anymore. And that's why the Mishnah says it depends. If the father only set aside money, then you use all that money for a dove. If that father set aside animals, then each animal has to be used accordingly.
The way this price starts is there is not sure how you will in the Syrian. That would
Nizirim together, but no. I told you, we changed the whole gears around. And Rashi is different. We learned Rashi's gears here anymore. Taste has different gears. The Seder Mishnah ain't a kach. The Mikore have the Mishnah. First, I should have said Megaleh Chalzias Aviv. The Braise starts off, how does a person become a Nozer using his father's Kabbalahs? Then he gives you an example of where a Nozer cannot use his father's Kabbalahs. So Rashi therefore says there's something odd about this Braise. However, he says, Rav Nuna is not interested in bringing out the whole Braise here because he just wants to get to the point. The boy Lasuya Pirchamina, Trichli Musl Misna Kaitzim Galech Vumadalegba. He skips over the parts where it talks about how the child.
That's the relevant bit.
Yeah, exactly. The Noki Besefer, he jumps straight to Sefer Mishnah, the boy Pruchimina. He wants to ask a question from there. Ain't it Megalech HaMoisav? We're looking at the case where you do not take over your father's Kabbalahs.
Hoyle Vikra, Mace Aviv. In modern times, what you do is you quote the Mishnah, you put three dots for the words you're missing out,
and
then put in the words you need after that.
Vegoimer or Vechulu.
Yeah.
Or you have Rashi, he'll tell you to do that. And why Taka can't he continue? Because his father died before he became a Nozer. But in the Reish of the Braise, it talks about where he becomes, where he does become a Nozer. So continue. But he set aside, didn't specify what's what. My life filled Balaz Mum. Any animal set aside. Shehem Balaz Mum, we count on Kim for Russia as if they were specified. They come, Hachatos, Thomas, Voilet. If so, my ear, why talk about money? Talk about within animals itself, that the difference is. The tiny mice is tumidami. At least the behavior of Baal's moon. I know me, I would tell you, behavior of Dami is tumidami. Money. That's exactly what he's saying, because money, behemoth, a mum, is money. The behemoth baal's mum, the maikadesha. What's the value? When you made him holy? You can't use this animal in Mizbech. The only thing you made it holy for is that the value of this animal, you'll sell it. With that money, you'll use it. That's money. The money. It's repetitive. Mice includes baal's mum. Okay, thinking about Vaiti, let's ask another question. Moshe Rava, come along, Rava. And he asks a question. It says, Karbonai, it says in the pasuk that if you knew you did a chatas, vehevi es karbonai. So the Braisa says, what do you mean karbonai, his carbon? Obviously, you can bring someone else's carbon. What's he coming to tell you? The karbonai hu yaitse, the dafke, your own carbon, you yaitse. The ain't no yaitse of carbon of him. But if you take your father's carbon, you're not yaitse. Carbon has to be yours. Yochla would have then thought, Yotze Bekabani Shal Aviv. I would have thought then, okay, but it's limited to the following. You know when you cannot use your father's, if your father set aside a carbon, you know why you cannot use it? Because maybe your father set it aside for a small Aveda. You did a much bigger Aveda, and therefore you cannot use it. Shehifri Minakala, your father set aside for a small Aveda. Allah Chamur, and now you want to swap it for a bigger Aveda. What's considered a bigger Aveda? Interesting how Rashi learns and Taisa learns. Rashi. Yochel Yatzev Karbon, two lines and wide lines. Yochel Yatzev Karbon Aviv. Shehifrish Aviv min Aveda Kala. Your father, let's say, set aside for an Aveda Kala. Sheover. What's considered Aveda Kala? Shavuas Ha'edus or Shavuas Bitter. So Shavuas is considered Aveda Kala because Dibur. They're not doing anything. No, it's Dibur. The whole Aveda is Dibur. So Dibur is lesser than a Maisa. Versus Chamura Shaben Chatl. So the father did a small Aveda. He swore that he'll do something which he didn't do. And the son swore that he ate trefa fats or dam or ate blood.
So I'm asking, when it says shvuas eid, shvuas bitu, it means being over on his shvuah.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you bring a carbon.
It's the inyan of making the shvuah.
No. So he brings a carbon now, and the carbon is a small thing. Uh, one second. And I remember now someone else says, was it the Rosh? That example is just opposite. A kal, look at the Rosh. Kal, look at Rashi here. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh is about 15 lines in the bottom. The last red line is kala. Last red line, very right hand column. So Rashi says kala is shvu and pasha because it's dibur, and chamura is chelev and dam. The Rosh says kala is chelev and dam. What's kala? You ate treif. That's considered a small aveda. Oshar chayovin chatas. Any other chayovin chatas. She'ein chayovin als doinan skila. Anything you don't get skila for. V'ala chamura is Shabbos v'avoyde zora. Okay, yitzben, she'chayovin als doinan skila. You know, the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos, if it's zora b'mitzah kala k'mitzah chamura, and without looking at the Rambam, you would think that mitzah kala might be chayis. Chamura would be Shabbos. It's Shabbos. And kala would be, I don't know, let's say Yom Tov, because Yom Tov you don't get killed for. The Rambam says, mitzvah kala is learning diktuk, and mitzvah chamura is simchas Yom Tov. So obviously they have different ideas. You see right here. The Rosh learns kala chamura means in punishment. Rashi learns nothing to do with punishment. It has to do with how difficult or easy the aveda was. Different criteria altogether what kala chamura is.
Like the Rambam, okay, simchas Yom Tov is
exactly. Why is simchas Yom Tov chamura?
That's
exactly
the
cause of. But why is it chamura?
No.
Remember Diktuk? Diktuk Shaltoidim?
Rashi sounds more reasonable. You mean? If a Balkana doesn't land with proper Diktuk, are you
Yitzhak
Yitzhak?
Okay.
Did you see the lady that Rabbonim Paskin did a few months ago? Rabbonim Yitzhak Paskin that you're not allowed to correct the Balkana if you're making a mistake, because Abba's Yisrael is a bigger mitzvah than fixing up, and you're embarrassing the
haze of
the
Balkana.
Yeah, I hope so. I forgot what Rav came out with that.
Yeah, because but I'm not sure they would say the same with the few.
But that's why people go to shul with the Balkana.
This particular Rav, I'm sure he would.
Oh, but yeah, well, that's unverständlich.
You know, there's an opinion, the Bach holds.
Listen, what's the story with somebody with matzah shul, somebody with feet, together, you know, and the
team? Yeah, yeah. Besser sein Matze soll werden reut und nicht sein Ponim werden reut.
There's a Bach in Tov Kuf Pehei that learns that Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos is a Mitzvah HaTorah, based on a Rit from Megillah, the Fizayin. That Kriyas HaTorah B'chal every Shabbos is Mitzvah HaTorah. No difference, Pasha Zocher or any other Pasha. Oh, you could have a Kiddush Club. Worse. Okay, let's go back. Anyway, you see, interesting.
The Kiddush Club started out of HaTorah, not Kriyas HaTorah.
Sure, you think so.
Okay,
just interesting how you see the criteria of Kala Chamura. The Rosh has a very different criteria. He works by punishment, and the Rashi, or the Mefarash, he learns it works by the Aved itself. Here's Dibur and here's Maisa. Okay, fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
We've got to make a little finish on this side here, Das Yehuda. First of all, we'll reject the killing of the animals.
It makes sense more than the Rosh.
Logic applies to people according to
their... Sure, it is serious, but the fact that it's only... The fact that Dibur is less than a Maisa. Maisa has a longer effect. Dibur is in the space. It's gone.
It's abstract.
Maisa is done. There's always a physical visual.
Could be.
That could also be, yeah. That's another way of looking at it. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So we learned Kabonoi and not for your father. So we would have thought Kala and Chamur. We would have thought, when do we say that you cannot use your father?
Remember your Drosha Mizrahi?
Which one?
About the Kohen son warning the people about
yeah.
So what do you say, Myosha, Yerachaleva? What do you think? You think it faces the Shiks or something? What is it? He talked after Baal Shama. He talked between Shalad and Shalosh. Don't go and fight in the war.
Yeah, you're right. So Dibur is very powerful, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be the Rosh for next year. Okay, weiter. V'hivri mina kala la chamura, oi mina chamura la kala. In other words, even if your father did a stricter, you did a lighter, again, because your father did a stricter aveda, you did a lighter aveda, you cannot use the carbon. Abel yaitzeh b'carbon, I would have thought, one. If it only said carbon, I would have thought, but if you have exact same level aveda as your father, why can't you use this carbon? Abel yaitzeh b'carbon, shifrizov mina kala la kala mina chamura la chamura. If your father, let's say, ate chelev and you ate and you did a similar aveda, maybe you could use the carbon. That's what I would have thought. Therefore, Tamalema Kabbani, we need a second Kabbani. It's written in another passage, it says Kabbani. He says, "Vehevi kabbanoi," because it says the kabbanoi. So we dash in the second time. What do you need a second pasuk? My carbon, not my father's. Kabbanoi, but kabbanoi yaitzav any yaitzav kabbanoi shalavu. That even if it's a similar on par, the aveda, you still cannot use your father's carbon. No, no, because it's his carbon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His.
Yeah, but it's your father's, and then he's taking it.
Yeah, but the affair might be the same, but maybe
one second.
Maybe you're a different level.
Okay, it could be. Now, we would have thought, that's one way of looking at it, we would have thought that maybe you cannot use your father's carbon for yourself. But maybe if your father only set aside money, didn't yet set aside an animal, the money ready, you could use for your own carbon. Yachal, I would have thought, third thing, I would have thought, lo yaitzav carbon avi b'behema with the animal shehifadish that he set aside. I feel like a kala, the kala, you're in the same level, you both, let's say, a lighter aveda. I mean, a chamuda, the chamuda, why? Shari ein odem megaleach al behemas avi b'nezidus. Because you can't, because it's carboni. I will yaitzav b'moy shehifadish avi, maybe the money you could use. I feel like a chamuda, the kala, I mean, a kala, chamuda, but money he set aside. Why can't you use it? It doesn't make a different level. Shari odem megaleach al moiz avi b'nezidus could be no, even though we didn't learn before, a person sometimes can use his father's money for Nazidus. Rashi. Shari ain odem megaleach behem avi b'nezidus. Now, interesting. Rashi's gear says, Shari ain odem megaleach avi b'nezidus. This is what we're getting now. We learn, Misha Yehovah avi b'nezidus, both Nazidin. He frish avi mois to me, medikama mois, only money. Veloiko amma behem, shmamla mois, hud megaleach avi behem. So Rashi, I'm not sure why he says, okay, you can't be Megalecha Behema, but you could be Megalecha Aviv. So Rashi gives his... this is the line before. So he's saying that a person cannot use his father's animal, but maybe you could use your father's money. Because by a Nazir, if your father only set aside money, you could use that money for if you... We'll learn later on, there's two conditions. That your father left money, not an animal. And number two is that you were a Nazir the same time your father was a Nazir. And that's when you could. Since you were a Nazir the same time when your father set aside the money, you already had a shaykhus to it because you were a Nazir. In the case, in the top of the page, when we learned that you cannot take your father's carbon or money is because you start afterwards, you have no shaykhus to it. But if you see by money, you could. So I would have thought that you could use your father's money for your own, forget about Nazir. You could use it for any carbon. Your father ate trefa fats and he set aside money. I ate trefa fats or I ate whatever, it doesn't matter whatever I did. I can use that money. I would have thought so.
Yeah, but you inherit these money, so you can use
it. But the shaykh, you can use it for yourself, or do we say, because since your father set aside, it has to be used for him?
Since your father set aside, you're inheriting it with the obligation that your father...
That's the question. That's the question, yeah.
A Nazir and he,
but he never made it.
Can he be Megaleach on this money? He has to convert money to carbon.
Yeah, but if I become a Nazir, afterwards, these kabbanos were meant to be with a Nazir. My father never completed the Nazir, so he never had a chiv of a carbon. He never.
No, but the money is hektish.
Exactly. So the shaili is, can I use it for what he wanted it?
Madoch, the one who put it away himself, can't use the money as
yeah, but
he
I,
has to
I'm not a friendly person. I'm the one who inherits, I have a right to that money.
I know, but I'm saying if you're learning from the father, if the father himself can't use the money,
that's what we learned before. You can't.
To convert it to a carbon to take a haircut. So
what do you convert a carbon?
You can't be Megaleach on Mois.
No. But I would buy animals. Can I use it? Can I be Yaitse my Chiv with his money? Can I use it? I'll use it for what he wanted. He wanted the Chadish
Lama. So the son will also convert it to a carbon.
Brachas is at the end of a process which before that is Kabbalah.
That's what I'm saying. So he has to convert the money.
That's right.
He has to convert the money to the actual animal.
Okay, let's continue. So I would have thought that he can use his father's money, at least if the father only says his money, he can use it for his own Kabbalah. And I don't care. Kala chamudah chamudah kala. We know that if a son by Kaza Nazir is allowed to use, if he was a Nazir at the same time his father, can use the money. If his father didn't specify what's what, Tamalei, we have a third pasuk where it says Karbonoi. It says, Im kevis yover Karbonoi, three times Karbonoi. Each one comes to limit further and further. Karbonoi, but Karbonoi Yaitse, that you can only, if you ate today the fats, you got to bring your own carbon. But Yaitse, but carbon of you. You cannot use your father's. Rashi, Bisman changed to me, like Rashi, top of the page. Now, Im shila maslisa, Tamalei, but Im kevis yover Karbonoi, but Karbonoi Yaitse. The ease the darshan of Karbonoi Kama. Some people use for this pasuk, some people use for different Karbonoi. Anyway, Yachol, I would have thought, lo yaitze, I would not be yaitze with my shehifrish. I would have thought, I would not be yaitze with money that his father set aside. I feel him in a kala la kala mechamur chmura. I will yaitze. I would have thought, okay, the money I cannot use, but maybe be carbon shehifrish la atzmai. The carbon. What about my? Forget my father. I set aside for myself. This is now all me. I set aside a carbon, but for one aveda now. I'm going to use it for another aveda. How do I know for myself I cannot swap? Okay, it's his carbon. Now he tells me that my father, someone else's carbon, even my father's, I cannot use for myself. What about myself? If I set it aside, let's say, for tray for fats, and now I also did another way of dam. I said, you know what? I want to bring it for the dam. Can I do that? Tamaloimir is a fourth karboni where it says, karbonoi al chatosai, karbon, hell posse, oihoidel of chatosai, chotavay, karbonoi al chatosai. So he's saying, ache karboni lashub chetot. The carbon should be for the original chet that you set it aside for. Rashi. For example, what's kala? Again, Rashi Lishitose, Shavua. Shavua is Aedis, for example, swapping into Shavua, Pekodin. That's right. Or Mina Chamura la Chamura. Mechel, the dam, the Chayovi Mises, the Chayovi Krisis Beshegig. From a Chay Misa to Chayovi Krisis Beshegig. It says it's Karbona, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe Chayov and Mitzvah Chayov and Krisis are both Menashemayim so down level. Maybe Chayov and Krisis Chayov and Skila would be one step higher. Maybe with the Chamudas. Anyway, Yochar Ratho, I would have okay. Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze, but Behemah, Shehefrish, La'atze, Mina Kala, Ala Kala, Mina Chamura, Chamura. Okay, you cannot, even within myself, I cannot change from one Kala to another Kala, Chamura, Chamura. I feel Mina Kala, I feel Mina, yeah. If you set aside animal for trade fats, let's say you ate trade fats, the hay that you brought it for the blood that you ate by mistake. Oh, yaladamo, you set it aside for blood, and the hay you know why it doesn't work. Shahare loy marvel a kippa. You know why it doesn't work? Because you are not moyal. Since this animal that you set aside now became holy, since you became holy, it's called a kedusha laguf. Because the kedusha laguf, the din is that when are you moyal by kedusha's dummy? In other words, what's moyal? Moyal is stealing from hegdish, and I'm transferring the reshus from hegdish to me. When can you transfer the reshus from hegdish to you? When it's kedusha's dummy, when it's not intrinsically holy. But if it's kedusha laguf, an animal that has to go on the mizbech, and it became a kedusha laguf, you cannot be moyal that animal because I cannot, even if I use it, it's still the Abish's animal.
Is the union of me'ilah that you're stealing from hegdish, or is that you're lowering the status of
kedusha? You're changing the reshus. You're changing the reshus from kaddish to chul. So, since over here these animals are consecrated and they're kedusha laguf, shahari leimol, you cannot be moyal properly. Therefore, v'loy chippin. Therefore, it makes sense that since you cannot swap the kapara. If he set it aside for chelav, it's chelav and not dam. Okay, avol yoytzib, but maybe money. Shehi frish la'atzba, maybe for yourself. Okay, I cannot change the animal, but maybe money. Shehi frish la'atzba. Let's say money I set aside. I set aside money to bring a carbon for chelav, and then I want to use the money for a carbon for dam. Or chamur lechamur, whatever it is. Mina chamur lekabel kumuchan. Shekainim hifrish laatzim moiz mina chelav. Let's say you set aside money for chelav. Behavior al adam, and then you swapped it to blood. Or al adam, you set aside blood. Behavior al chelav. Shari more money, you can be moil because the money itself is going to be used to buy an animal. The money itself is not kedushas aguf. So if you take this money and you use it for yourself, you just did meila, right? You transferred the reshus from the abishah to yourself. V'chipper. So maybe then you can also be, since I have balabatish kind, I can then transfer it from one kind of an animal to another kind of an animal, and maybe it's valid. Tamalaymer, therefore it says, we said, Karboni al chatosoy, on the very chat that you originally set it aside. Ad sheyehei karboni l'shem chetoy. The carbon should be for your original chet. Rashi.
If you're transferring it from something else, you're not doing it for yourself.
No, within my, I did two Avedis.
You're still not moral.
No, but let's say you take it down a level of Kedusha.
The fact that I'm able to transfer it from the Abish Shus to my Shus means I have some ownership here. So maybe I can transfer it from one kind of a kapara to another. That's what I thought. I need a pasuk. Rashi. Shari Leimal, four lines and nine lines. Lefi shuhu Kedusha guf. Since the animal already was set aside for him, Bezbech, and Kedusha guf, Yev, Shalai Leinzi, Lechol, you cannot bring out Lechol, Lefi, 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 it's not a kapara. The carbon has to be for the original chet that you set aside for.
So what do we say? What point do you have in the Shlomo?
Shlomo is only after Zerika.
So after Zrika, you're moil in the, what's
it belongs to you. What belongs to the Kodesh?
It belongs to the
Ebishter.
Yeah.
How do
you moil there? How can you be taken if it belongs to the Ebishter?
Because we have a pasuk that tells you that you're moil by a carbon after Zrika.
How can you go about doing it?
No. What I'm saying is that we're saying that you can't take it out of the Kedusha and therefore it's not mechaper for you.
By the Mois.
Taisus adds a bit more that loy mal means that by mistake. Taisus learns a little bit from Rashi. Taisus learns easy to understand. Taisus learns if you by mistake you took the animal that you set aside for dam and you brought it for chalev. Right? If you brought it for the wrong thing, it's not considered a mila. It's not considered you're stealing it. Sorry? No, it's not pigle. Pigle means you had the wrong time in mind. Yeah. So since the animal was originally holy and is still holy, can you put him as, you brought it as a carbon? Therefore, you're not moil. You might not be yotze. The question is, did you do a kapara? And we're going to say, yes, you were. It's a kapara because since you're not moil, it's not a kapara either. So it's not a kapara. It wouldn't be a kapara. If it's amazing, you deliberately took the animal. This is what I'm shaking. Shaggy is mila. By mazid, if you deliberately took the animal, you set aside for dam, you put it for chaylev, it won't be a kapara because this animal is meant to be for aved of dam, not for chaylev. So that's what when you say we're not talking about like Rashi learns if you take it and use it for yourself. Taisa doesn't learn the way at all. Taisa learns if you use it for a carbon but for the wrong carbon. Bishagi, you brought it for the wrong carbon, there's no mila because it's still holy. You're not trying to make it my own. But what's mila? Mila is I'm trying to use it for myself, for chulin. Here you're not using it. And mazid, like kippur, Bishagi, okay. So anyway, what. What's the point of all this? What are we trying to bring out from all this? As the Gemara, Ktoni Mias, the bottom line of all this is, we talk about behemoth the whole time. It seems like a behemoth, once you set it aside, it's a carbon and you cannot use it. My love, I feel about his mum. Even if it has a mum, it's considered a behemoth, not money. And the Kashra Nakhla said that money is always, that even a behemoth, if it's a mum, it's a realm of money. Says my lord, no, we're talking about tamima, a whole behemoth that chayat the gemara's bech. Av baal's mum mai, kis tumi. What if baal's mum is like stam? Is my yiri tani moy shif is aviv? So why does it say money that the father set aside? Listi baal's mum. Why talk about money? Make a distinction between animals if it has a mum or not. Like what I said before, hachinam. You're right. So the mai chazi the dummy. Dummy behind the moy that's included in money. Rashi. Ketani miyad behemoth shari ein adam galeach al behemoth aviv. A person cannot take a hikad because it mentioned over here. A person cannot take a hikad cannot use the kabbalah of his father by nazirus. My time of what is the reason? Lav mishum dekim mifadesh adam. The father set aside. My lava filu baal mum. Even the animal has a mum as if it's set aside. My yid atonu av yetsi b'moish hifri. Should we say that an animal with a mum is no different than money? The bottom line is all this. According to Rav Nachman, an animal that cannot be used as a carbon is no different than, it's only the value, is like money. And by money, we say, the halacha machine says, if all the money is pooled together, therefore, even though there's chatzis money mixed into this, the whole money gets used for nadava. Not like by animals, where the chatzis goes to Yamamelech, and the oil goes to oil, and shalom goes to shalom. I'm going to ask the question.